This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. He said, besides important legislations including Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisional Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage.
कई बिल्स हैं जो इस सत्र में आएंगे जैसे शिपिंग बिल है पोर्ट्स बिल है मर्चेंट बिल्स हैं स्पोर्ट्स का बिल है और जनविश्वास बिल है एजुकेशन का कई महत्वपूर्ण बिल्स हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं
The monsoon session which will be held from the 21st of this month will continue till the 21st of August During the session there will be a total of 21 sittings of both houses Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, meeting of the leaders of the opposition, India Bloc, was held via video conferencing to finalise their strategies. The meeting was attended by parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Shiv Sena UBT, DMK, CPIM, NCP-SCP, among others. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, SP Leader Ram Gopal Yadav and DMK's Tiruchi Shiva were among those present in the meeting. Talking to media, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that during the meeting a consensus was made among the parties to raise the issues like Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar today said that there is no power on the planet to dictate India how to handle its affairs. Addressing the officer trainees of Indian Defence Estates Service, IDES 2024 batch, at the Vice President's enclave today, Mr. Dhankhar stated that all decisions in this country, a sovereign nation, are taken by its leadership. Mr. Dhankhar underlined that there will be challenges and challenges will be to create divisiveness. He said that country's demographic dividend is a global envy and 65% of its population is below 35 years of age. The Vice President added that the country is marching in the direction of Vikasit Bharat.
Demographic dividend for youth is global envy. 65% of our population is below 35 years of age. The median age of this country is 28. That of China and the US is around 38, 39. And Japan 48. Now, you are the chosen ones. You have got the opportunity to serve.
Odisha government has decided to launch a special program, Shakti Shri, to ensure safety of girl students in colleges and universities in the state. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi announced this in Bhuvaneshwar yesterday. The new program will be implemented in all 16 universities and 730 government and aided colleges coming under the Higher Education Department of the state. The announcement came in the wake of self-immolation of a girl student of FM College in Balasore over alleged harassment by a faculty member recently. In a boost to local agriculture and entrepreneurship, the first ever mango festival was celebrated yesterday in Logmatra in Kifir district of Nagaland. The festival was initiated by the district administration and the Department of Horticulture, Kifir. This festival is confined to the Longmatra area, covering 13 villages where mangoes are grown very well. In women's cricket, England defeated India by 8 wickets in the second ODI at Lord's in London last night to level the three-match series 1-1. Put into bat first, India posted a target of 144 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the rain-curtailed 29-over match. However, due to further rain interruption during England's chase, the target was reduced to 115 runs in 24 overs. England women took the game home in 21 overs. In wrestling, Indian women continue to assert their dominance at the ongoing fourth ranking series, Polyak Imre Varga Janos Memorial, underway in Budapest, Hungary. Indian women bagged a silver and a bronze medal yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.